This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome in on a Thursday. Oh boy, we can build upon this Ben Johnson story, and we are going to ask a critical question of you. Are we back? More on that at 3. Also, Rico has a critical number for Lions Commanders this weekend as we start to turn our attention to the football aspect of it. But we do begin with this, Rico. This is a report today in Rappaport. Massive offer. Tom Brady allure has Raiders closing in on Ben Johnson as their next head coach. So, this is not my words. These are words of experts. NFL's Ian Rappaport saying, those, quote, associated with the job believe Johnson is the leading candidate, and many believe, frankly, he's getting it. Be a stunning turn of events, given that he's been picky choosing his destination and has passed on chances, even though he was viewed as the favorite. Well, why would he do that? Glad you asked. Even though Vegas lacks the potential to grab a quarterback or you're stuck with Gardner Minshew, Johnson interviewed last week, and Brady, a minority owner, has a significant say in who's going to be the team's next head coach. Apparently, he got Mark Davis to fire Antonio Pierce. My dog would have fired Antonio Pierce. You want to tell me he pushed him to fire Tom Telesco, the GM? Okay, I'll believe that. Basically, Dan Patrick has said the allure of Brady has helped the Raiders of landing Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. Pro Football Talk has reported the Raiders have a, quote, massive offer out to Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders are one of the six openings, blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blue-blah. By the way, the most Jets thing of all, the Jets didn't see Ben Johnson as a fit and didn't request an interview. I mean, okay then. So here's my question. I just want to know from you guys, because there are different ways to do this. I don't worry about this. I don't really consider it because, as we've discussed, I go into it expecting both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question to you. Does knowing that they're leaving put more pressure on you to get this done? Because the odds will say if both coordinators go, you're taking a step back next year. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Time for us to do realistic radio. I know that doesn't fly in propaganda land. But listen, if you don't consider it and it doesn't put more pressure on you, I'm not mad at you. I think it's all about can you compartmentalize it. We sit here every day talking about stuff. And the Lions are a lot of that stuff. If I know whatever game they lose, if they lose, it's the last time I'm going to have these elite coordinators. Yes, it puts more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win the whole chalupa, I DGAF.
Yep.
I don't care. I got what I wanted. I'll pay whatever price it is. Take all the coordinators. Take Disner. Take whoever you like.
It's like a rap party for you finished taping shooting The Godfather. It's going to be an epic movie, and goodbye to everybody. It was great working with you, because I do see that, Mike, because, you know, at, right before the show, got a phone call from the desert. Somebody out there close to the Raiders. Apparently, no, it kind of goes to your show topic. Apparently, Brady and Ben Johnson have a mutual affection for each other. Brady sees Ben Johnson as somebody who gets the game the way he gets the game, who loves the game and understands the game and wants to win at the same rate that Brady does. Ben Johnson loves the fact that, hey, this is Tom Brady, and he has that same mutual respect. Like, their communication was almost like, oh, wow, you're awesome. No, you're awesome. Can I have your – it was like the jersey swaps you see at the end of a game. These two were just like, wow, enamored with each other. And, yeah, looking at probably a six-year guaranteed north of $60 million.
It would have to be. It would have to be north of 10. I think what you said is interesting is if 6 years is on the table, that's a large guarantee.
Fully guaranteed. We're not going to bail on you after 3 years.
That's two extra years than most coaches get. So what now? Why is that relevant? A, it's good intel from Rico, but think about it. We talked about this yesterday briefly. If what Ben Johnson wants to do is a cultural revival, well, bringing in your front office, bringing in a bunch of people from Detroit, and then being given the time, the same time that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell were given, you're going to need a couple of years.
Yeah. And bringing in somebody, looks like John Spytek is the leading candidate for the GM. He's got some ties here. He's at Tampa right now, but looks like they're trying to get that band together that Spytek will be the general manager of the Raiders. And here's your BOGO for you. You may actually get a second-round pick out of this, too, because they may try to take a certain quarterback who's a backup here with them to the Raiders.
If you got a second-round pick for Hendon Hooker, you should be investigated.
So
that's hilarious.
They think that, okay, maybe that's the guy.
And I think crack kills.
From what I understand, Ben Johnson really likes him.
You can like him. A second-round pick? That one can go on our bingo board of lunches.
But think about this. We thought the same thing when Brad Holmes went after Jared Goff. And like, really? Jared Goff? End up working out.
Yeah, it's the cost. I'm not talking about the player. It's the cost. If the Lions got a second-round pick, you could take Ben Johnson tomorrow. Are you kidding me? That would be robbery. For a guy who hasn't played? For a guy who was a third-round pick? Okay. Yeah, I'll take a second-round pick. David, where are you at with this?
Just give me the info that I got.
Where are you at with it?
Yeah, Ben Johnson's gone.
No, don't. Come on.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
You're going to upset people.
I believed it before now, but now with Tom Brady rumors, I think he's gone, and I think the Raiders love him. I'm sorry. Tom Brady loves him to give him whatever he wants to get him to Las Vegas.
Well, that's the type of offer it was going to take,
yes,
right?
That's what was reported last year. Yes.
Because you know what other organizations aren't offering you? Complete control.
Correct.
Like, look, you and I believe, okay, go to Chicago. It's the easiest thing to do. You still have bosses. Mm-hmm. This would be Ben Johnson's opportunity to basically be the boss. But does it add pressure? You guys can answer it whatever way you like. This really is the last dance. You know, Aaron Glenn, it sounds like he's trending to the Jets. Another article today in New York about that. Now, this one was negative, saying that they're going to make a terrible mistake. I don't view it that way. I think Aaron Glenn is a quality candidate, but F the Jets.
I actually think he's better than the Jets, but I get it. There's only 32 of these jobs. You got to take what you can take.
248-539-9797. Kenny, you're the one watching the game alone Saturday. Does this put more pressure on you?
I think at the beginning of the season, we talked about this team in terms of Super Bowl or bust, right? And now you get to the end of the season, you know for a fact you're probably going to lose both of your coordinators. I'm not under the illusion that that's not going to happen. So I think that it's an elite part of this team, right? If you lose your quarterback, if you lose your offensive line, that's an elite function of your team. The coordinators are no different. They've been operating at such a high level this entire season. Losing them puts all of the pressure on this team right now to get this job done.
248-539-9797. We'll get some people in the mix. We've got some blitzes planned. We do have an all-sports topic at 3 we want to get to, and Rico's critical number for the matchup. Tons and tons of stuff today on a dreary, snowy, yikes day. By the way, you see the weather next week?
Mm-hmm.
4 degrees Tuesday?
-1.
Come on, man. Low. What are we doing?
And the pray to God is no wind blowing, because then it gets ridiculous.
Oh, man. Okay. I got the black lung pop. I may not be in Tuesday. 248-539-9797.
Right.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
One note on this that we didn't discuss. Might be something, might be nothing. I can only tell you how I think. How is it exactly we arrived at a point where an NFL owner is a broadcaster and a broadcaster is an owner? And the broadcaster owner is a part of the decision-making process on a person coaching in a game he's calling. Now, I understand Tom Brady cannot set foot at Rotunda Drive. I understand that Brady can't be in a production meeting. But how, when you just take what I said, Rico, like, are Lion fans supposed to be okay with that? I think it's absurd coaches can interview during the playoffs. I think it's an absurdity.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to know.
No, Mike, it's...
He's calling our game.
And he's taking Ben. And you could sit there and say, well, he can't be in the building. He can't do that. I think Kenny put it best yesterday. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, he's been known to adhere to every rule of the game. Okay? I'm quite sure he has found ways to accidentally bump into Ben or somebody who represents Ben Johnson and just whatever, or even just in passing, hey, how you doing? You know, the weather's great in Las Vegas. Just want to let you know that.
Well, that's the question. Is that Brady allure? What does that exactly mean? It's not like you have an allure if you don't talk to someone. It's not like there can be an allure without dialogue. Tom Brady is calling this game. He will be commenting on Ben Johnson's work, who he's actively trying to hire. See, I zoom out and I just look at it as a fan of football. That is, you are fully compromised. Mm-hmm. I don't care what rules they put in place. If Ben Johnson makes a horrific call and the organization that Tom owns a piece of wants to rip that call, yet the organization is actively trying to court this man, hire this guy, pay him $100 million. Can he be honest in that moment? So that's where, you know, you had asked me, we were doing the college football thing the other day, and it's like, why don't I love it anymore? Because, or the NBA. There are elements of sports where it's just gotten gross. Mm-hmm. Think about it. We have to sit there. Brady is in the group who's actively negotiating with this guy, and he's going to comment on the game.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And nobody's going to say anything, and everybody's going to be yuck-yucks and well, because you know it's inevitable. If Brady wants it, because Tom Brady is that personality that if Brady wants it, people will bend over backwards to make sure he gets
He's one and done. I will put that on the whiteboard and upgrade the bet to dinner. You can skip right over lunch, pass go, and it's dinner. Brady will call the Super Bowl and will walk away from broadcasting. He knows he blows at it. And this Raider thing, he may own 15% of that franchise, whatever it is. He may as well own 100%.
He's the owner. He is the owner.
No. I think all things go through him. He doesn't have a office in the building, but everything goes through him. He's probably attached to, he's probably got some burner email account that everything goes through. But yes, he knows.
Somewhere he's got Mark Davis tied up in a janitorial closet.
He knows. And I think the fact of, The mutual respect that these two have, Ben Johnson and it's Tom Brady. Yeah. I mean, it's Tom Brady. It's like if you're in basketball and Michael Jordan shows up and says, hey, I've been a big fan of yours, David. Man, Michael Jordan just said he was a big fan of mine.
See, but that's why Lions fans should be upset about this, because the NFL, there's nothing they do is, they're not blindsided by anything. This conversation about being a part owner of the Raiders was happening last year. And what I mean, when I bring that up is why Tom Brady didn't call games last season. Which means they knew what was out there. They knew the discussions that were happening. Nothing blindsided them for them to say, well, we got to create these rules all of a sudden because Tom Brady's in the broadcast booth now. No, you knew about this, and you could have stopped him being That's in correct. The broadcast booth before the season. And you could have said, you know what, Tom? We would love for you to be there, but you're going to be an owner. We can't have it.
Yeah,
you're
Tommy,
done.
Pick a lane. And look, if you don't think the NFL can dictate to networks yes. that calls games, then you're not living in reality. Look, Fox offered this man $371 million sight unseen. Then he becomes owner of a team. No, at that point, you have to divest. Look, I'm not trying to do Kennedy assassination conspiracies. I'm just making a point to you. I think it's in bad taste that this guy is calling this game while actively courting a man coaching in this game. That's not right. And you can't prove anything. This isn't like, I don't have Zapruder film to show you or a secret recording. It's just this idea of he won't be able to be honest. Ben Johnson called the worst game of his life Saturday night. He's not going to say a word. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. But the other side of it is watch how many times he calls Ben Johnson by name and butters his muffin. See, that's the part that I find hilarious.
Ben Johnson versus the Lions defensive coordinator. Because Aaron Glenn. Yeah, him. That
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, the black coordinator.
The black dude, yeah.
But back to Ben Johnson. I can't remember the other guy's name.
Isn't it Ben just special? I mean, there's something about, he reminds me a lot of me.
He'll do what he did to LaFleur. Do you know he spends $100 a week on his goatee? Mm-hmm. You know, I offered Ben some moisturizer. So look.
Had Ben over to the house. I talked, you know.
Dial it back. That's where not having a dump button is probably a problem.
Great play.
Touchdown. David, we'll get to the callers in 1 second. What do the ticket texters have, though? This idea of it per report sounds like both Glenn and Johnson are hurtling towards taking jobs. Yeah. Is it just putting it into focus for you? how much is on the line. Look, if they win the Super Bowl, none of us are going to care if you lost your coordinators. But man, if you fall short, you're probably taking a step back next year. Uh-oh. Like, yeah, I think it adds a little pressure, a little sizzle.
Mike, I think if you fall short, real quick, David, if you fall short, that's where the pressure comes on Dan Campbell. Can you refresh your tree? Because remember, you fired your OC before you replaced him with Ben Johnson. You got better. Dan, can you keep this train going? Did they support you or did you handpick them and you saw something that nobody else did and you encouraged them?
I think and to your point, look, you're just not going to bat 1,000. The idea is the next guy that walks into this room. No, you're not. Brad Holmes will end up drafting bad players at some point. No one's ever outrun the percentages of the NFL. Hot 3 or 4 year runs. Yeah, we saw it in Seattle. Remember when they were finding transformers like Cam Chancellor in the fourth round or whatever it was? And then what happened?
Uh-oh. You mean you can't beat Vegas?
No. No, you cannot. David Ticket Tex. Go ahead, buddy.
100% with you guys. Winning it all makes it easier to lose both Glenn and Johnson. If the Lions fail or fall short, these guys, well, they're going to leave. And the window won't close entirely, but it will shut a bit. That is from Ryan.
It just makes it harder because the guy that comes in here next, there's a 0.01% chance he would have the same relationship with Goff. You're dealing with something very special here. This, in a lot of ways, it's Josh McDaniels with Tom Brady. You're just not going to replace that.
Mm-hmm. BG and AG leaving is completely expected and understood. Definitely adds to needing to finish the job this year, though. That's all our focus should be on. Drew in Waterford. Makes me sick to my stomach that Tom Brady and Ben Johnson are BFFs and basically finish each other's sentences. This is coming from a lifelong Lions fan living close to Foxborough my whole life. Oh, okay. So he hates Brady's, what he say?
Yeah, well, I said Brady's pony. I don't think that Ben Johnson will be turning down this contract. He won't be telling Brady, turn the plane around. Stay in here.
Find out if Ben Johnson has any plans to visit Cabo, a la Stafford and McVay. The inevitable departure of BJ and AG has me gravely concerned about our window. These two are not only going to be difficult to replace, but we have to find two folks to fit the team, the culture, with leftover choices. AC from Monroe.
I think the interesting part will be as well, who do they take with them? You know, then again, this is something Rico's team has had to deal with. David's, not so much mine, because we're gutter trash. But look, it's just one of these things where this is what tests you. Now, do the Lions have a culture and have a structure that they can be more successful at it than others? Sure, I give them a better chance at it. But it's really difficult. You have two really good coordinators. So, yeah, I can't believe that's what the Raiders. I can't believe of all the jobs that is the favorite in the clubhouse right now. That's wild to me.
But I think it's only because of Tom Brady. If Brady wasn't there,
what does he do? Like, what kind of voodoo does Tom Brady have?
It's Tom Brady. He walks in the room. People call him the GOAT. He's the greatest. He's this. He's that.
He looks like he's CGI. Right.
Brother, you really want to see something? Go look at Brady from the combine photos and videos and Brady now. I don't think he's the same person. But
it's like the Will Smith movie with the pasty robots.
iRobot?
Yeah, that's Tom Brady. He's one of those things.
You know who starred in that movie?
No.
I like that name better for the movie, Pasty Robots.
Sorry. Brady's baby mama. She starred in that movie.
Sure did.
What, Bridget Moynihan?
Yeah.
Is that the one he left when she was pregnant?
Yes.
Classy.
Yeah, but he was Tom. So he probably asked Derek Jeter, what's the appropriate gift basket?
Move it along.
Someone says, preach, David. He shouldn't be even calling games. The NFL good old boy crap gets on my nerves.
It bugs me. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay if people make fun of me and go, oh, it's nothing. You can't prove any of it. I'm shooting you straight. I don't like it. I don't like these reports coming out. This man is on the air as a representative of the Las Vegas Raiders, a team that's about to pay Ben Johnson somewhere between $60 and $90 million, according to Rico. You're compromised. And any efforts you've made to recruit that guy, either directly or through back channel, you're not just an announcer at that point. You're a representative. I will be shocked if there's not like an open recruitment on air. Oh my God. Look at Ben Johnson. What a jawline.
I mean,
Kevin?
Like, honestly, I expect even before the game, you know how they like to go down and watch the quarterbacks warm up and stuff? It'll be a mandatory shot on Fox. There he is talking to Ben Johnson.
There's no way. Okay, now that one.
That's crazy.
If you see that visual, or if Brady on air admits to talking to him pregame or something, oh my God, that is an awful look.
Because every time they go to some place, there's Brady yucking it up with Hall of Famer. There's Brady with Jerry Rice. There's Brady with this person. There's going to be Brady down on the field. And, oh, did I happen to bump? Like Ben, did I just bump into you? I didn't see you standing there. Oh, my God.
It's just a cheeseburger.
Oh, well, they did learn. He learned from the best.
But that's another thing they can't even talk about, really, right? They can't bring up the AG and the Ben Johnson coaching. They can't bring that.
How?
No. You're an announcer. So, therefore, if it's news,
right, Burkhardt's going to say, and there's Ben Johnson, the highly coveted. Now, all of a sudden, what's Brady going to do? Hide under the desk?
But that's my point. It has to be a part of it, but then you can't because then
imagine if Burkhardt put him on Main Street. Yeah, Tommy, heard your Raiders are really interested.
Or bitch.
Put him on blast, Kevin.
Hey, Tom, where did you disappear to last night? You were gone for a couple hours. You missed the meeting.
Woo, that's crazy. Someone else says the NFL's recruiting of coaches is ridiculous. Aaron Glenn should already be hired. And the flirtation between the Raiders and our OC is ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Just chewing on
your
words.
It was in cap, so I had to read it like that.
And listen, it was the big news, and it builds on yesterday's news. Sounds like a formative offer has been made. It sounds like Brady plays a big role in this. Well, good thing he's going to be on the call Saturday night. What a world we live in. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. We got a blitz to get to. And the top of the hour, a question of, are we back? I will explain. All right, we get to the people. We'll get to a football today. Top of the hour, a question for every fan in this city as we get it moving here on a Thursday. We go to DJ to bat lead off today, 97.1. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
What up, though, my dog?
Yes, hello. What's up, DJ? Man?
Yeah, you guys. It's an ugly day out here, and it's cold, man. But talking to y'all, making it a little bit better, man. We can talk some sports, man. Have some fun for a second. So I want to touch on two things real quick. Number one, Mike, which I was just talking about because I wanted to go full Lions. But unfortunately, man, you know, in society, man, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, LeBron, Tiger, and those guys, like, they're the stars of superstars of superstars. They're the stars that the superstars actually all idolize and be in awe of. So a lot of them owners and people with Fox and in power, they're fans of them guys. You get what I'm saying? So they get like that special differential treatment. Fair or unfair is just what it is. Like, look, LeBron oil canned the Lakers into taking his son, who has 4 points a game in USC, because he has that much power.
Don't draft him. Saying? Yeah.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like they're the stars that other superstars are in awe of. So I just don't even pay no attention, Mike. I just don't. So let's get to our Lions. I don't care if AG or Ben leaves. I'm at peace with both of them leaving for the simple fact that us Lions fans have reached a rare point that only happens every so often, in my opinion, to where our organization has finally got it right. Meaning we got a GM that can draft with some studs, and we got a guy who can put a hemi in those studs back and get them to perform at their highest peaks. So I really don't care who the coordinators are. You guys made a point. We ain't going to always draft the right players, but as far as I know, AG ain't had nothing to do with Brian Branch becoming an all-pro, or Kirby Joseph, or Amon St. Brown. You get what I'm saying? And I also think that Dan Campbell is smart enough because he fired Anthony Lynn. He picked these guys. He fired the linebacker coach. I think he's the dude who kind of identifies who's good and who's not. So I ain't even worried about it, to be honest.
Okay. So you're just saying that he'll be able to pick that next person and he'll have his own Dan Campbell coaching tree soon?
Yep. Now, mind you, like Mike said a little bit earlier, because I was listening, there's not going to be perfect, but think about this guy. Remember, he fired Anthony Lynn because he wasn't cutting the cheese. He fired the linebacker coach. He is that man of men who are able to identify, this ain't working. Let me go find the next guy. So So I really do think it's going to keep on rolling. As long as Brad keep picking the players and Dan keep doing what he's doing, we're going to always be around the playoffs somewhere like the Steelers and the Ravens. It don't matter who that coordinator's been, fellas. For the last 20, 30 years, they're always there. I think we've reached that rare point, in my opinion.
There it is. That's the gospel today by DJ.
But just reminder, the goal is the Super Bowl. Now, if you win the Super Bowl, I completely agree with DJ. Nothing matters in the post-haste. If you don't, being the Steelers ain't what this is going to be. Being the Steelers is not the goal. I'd rather be the Giants than the Steelers. I'd rather just bottom out, sink to the bottom of the damn ocean than be tortured like David.
I was about to say, even worse, being the Niners. Getting to her and losing.
I know, multiply. Imagine if you had a lead in the fourth quarter of both games.
Yeah. Oh. Dude,
oops.
It's been a long time since Steve Young threw the pass to Jerry Rice. Long time.
It's what you get for rooting for those scumbags. I
mean, put it like this, Rice had a kid and his kid bottomed out in the NFL.
He also had a hairline. Let's go to Tyler, 97.1. What's up, Ty?
How you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think the last guy made a good point. You know, if Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn ultimately move on, regardless if we win the Super Bowl or not, I think Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes and, quite frankly, Sheila Hamp are the people that are going to make the right choices. I mean, Sheila built this organization from the ground up without Dan Campbell, without Brad Holmes, and she brought them in, and they ultimately got all the guys that they needed that make this perfect puzzle that we got. Now, do I think we can capture lightning in a bottle twice with our coordinators? I don't know. But I think that Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes and Sheila are the people that I can trust to ultimately bring in the coordinators that we're going to need that are going to work with our guys. I mean, we've struck gold multiple times between Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell that I can trust these people enough to say, regardless of the coordinators we bring in, I think they're going to work well with our guys. Now,
is there added pressure? Super Bowl? Is there added pressure, though, as you get ready to watch? You know, every game is now potentially the last game. Does it add a little bit more sizzle to it, knowing if you lose, you're probably losing both of these guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, I think ultimately everybody's goal is to win the Super Bowl. But right now, some of these guys got, you know, they've got some money on the table for them. And regardless if we win or not, like, they've already turned down positions once last year. I mean, how many years are they willing to do it where we consistently fall short? So I think win or lose, these guys are going somewhere. And that, I mean, it sucks to watch. Like, I've been a fan for this team for years, and this is the most excited I've ever been, and this is the team that I love the most out of all the ones that I've seen. But to see these guys go is not going to be the end of the world for this organization, I think, because, like I said before, I trust these people to bring in the right coordinators that are going to work with this team, that are going to work with these dynamite players that we got who – the players, I'm not really concerned about leaving. I think these players want to be here and play for Detroit. I think they want to win as many championships as they can. I think they want to go to as many playoffs as possible. So how do we bring in the right coordinators to work with these guys? I think Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, and Sheila know the answer to that.
Yeah, listen, I agree with a lot of it, Ty. I think the problem you face is, look, quality organizations, when they lose great coordinators, it's very difficult to replace them. With someone even approaching what you had. How much of Ben Johnson could be replaced or how much of Aaron Glenn? Look, I think the Aaron Glenn one could be easier based on Glenn's been operating with half a deck of cards this year.
Right there. You got live bodies. The next defensive coordinator is going to look like right. He's a genius. Because
but the Ben Johnson one is tricky because while they have all the toys, nobody knows the launch codes the way that guy does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are talking about... See, I disagree with the idea that Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn don't play a role in launching careers. And that was DJ, I think, who said that. And I'm like, I'm not going to get into a fight. I'm in a good mood. It was just the idea of, oh, no. I think that matters quite a bit.
Because the next coordinator, especially the guy that follows up Ben Johnson, do you try to be just like him and run the trick plays? Or are you willing to take the Lions in a different direction? And it could be a better direction. It's just not the same direction as Ben Johnson. That's where the pressure is going to come. Because you know if all of a sudden they're starting to punt the ball more and you don't see all the little gadget plays, it's like, well, you know, when Ben was here, now you're going to get treated like the stepfather. Like, yeah, you know what? You can just leave.
I just, it adds some pressure. I'm not worried about losing them because I feel like they're going to be gone. But now that a game is happening, see, the bye week is that's why it's fun. You don't have to concern yourself with anything.
Now,
it's real.
Yeah, it's very well. At least to me, it does.
Oh no, it's very real.
It's funny. 17 years ago today,
what did your Giants do to my Niners?
No.
Oh,
they went in on the road against the number one seeded Dallas Cowboys and beat them in their own house in the divisional round. Like, it happens more than people want to admit. So that's why I just approach it with, let's be careful here. Let's play a really good game and just survive this. Get out of this. Mm-hmm. This divisional round and one seed's tricky, man. Very tricky. Mm-hmm. No, everything's about your Niners. Okay. You know, couldn't I just have an Amani Toomer moment?
No, because you like to hurt me.
A Brandon Jacobs moment where he tried to break the play clock with the football.
Here's what you just got to hope that this team is in sync, because they've been sitting for a week for that one seed. I expect the same with the Chiefs. They're not going to come out firing on all cylinders on that first drive. It may take a little bit of time, but then they'll be back.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket texts, a football today, and 3 o'clock, a question. For all Detroiters who like sports, it's very simple, but I think it's a complicated conversation. 97.1. All right, playoff football. Lots of other games besides ours. So let's touch the table, get a little weekend preview. What are we calling this? So is this like Disruptor edition?
No. This is called, let's take a step back. I know it's all Lions winning the Super Bowl in January in the D, but let's just play a little hypothetical game. Lions are the number one seed. They can win the Super Bowl because their offense. We talked about Ben Johnson. They're a highly prolific offense. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, another number one seed. They can win the Super Bowl because, you know what? They're the freaking Chiefs, and they're trying to go back for three in a row. They are. Yeah. That's why. But let's talk about all the teams that played last week and won and give a reason of why they could go on a run and win the Super Bowl.
So this is where all of the wild card teams, we have to give reasons.
Yes.
That will then be misconstrued and misquoted by you and used in a receipt segment that somehow Kenny picked the Texans.
You know what? You can hold the stylus if you want. No. No receipts. It's just okay. It's just thinking of the other teams. Because I know we're so focused on the Lions, but what do the other teams have that can lead them all the way to hoisting the Lombardi trophy in New Orleans? Let's have fun. Kenny, feel free to join us. Let's start with the Houston Texans.
Kenny? I have...
David?
Okay.
Here's what I'll give.
Do you want me to be the Huckleberry?
CJ Stroud.
They got a defense that on its best day can be elite with a pair of edge rushers that just smoked one of the better tackle combinations in the league, and Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater.
Yeah.
Maybe if Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter go ham... And they just caused like 800 fumbles there.
See, Mike, this is supposed to be fun. There's no receipts.
Fun.
We are just like, why is everybody nervous? This is not a pop quiz.
You are a note taker.
No.
Does he have the stylus out right now,
no.
Mike?
No. Here, Kenny. It's right here.
Yeah, put that thing down, all right?
It's right here. But Mike is right. It is the defense. Defense led the NFL in completion percentage allowed at 59% and second in interceptions in the regular season. They had 19. So, yeah, it is their defense would be the reason why the Texans can go all the way to win the Super Bowl.
I think the defense as well, but also David was about to say Stroud. I think I agree with that as well. If he looks like half of the NFL quarterback that we know he can be.
I don't agree with that, Kenny. I was just trying to come up with a reason because my real answer is no, there's nothing that they can do. But that's not part of the
It's hype. Okay.
Breathe. I want you to breathe.
You know what? Let's just take some phone calls.
No. I'll be able to be more creative with some of them.
I'll be better.
The Texans just threw me for a loop.
Well, it's the next one, the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, there's a myriad of reasons why they can do it. A, you have Lamar. You have a guy who's a multi-time MVP who's hyper-motivated coming off the best regular season of his career, that he doesn't want to be viewed as Dexter Manley of playoff football. I can't read defenses. This is it for him. If he doesn't get it done now, he'll never get it done. They have Derrick Henry, who looks as strong and as fresh as ever. Yes, Rico, this is it. They either do this or I'm convinced it's never happening. Mm-hmm. So they have the playmakers,
They have the offense. It's all there.
If they don't get it, do you consider maybe we just need to break this thing up?
Sort of.
Okay.
I mean, it's what are you breaking up? Lamar is there. Now, defensively, if you want to tell me they got to retool the secondary a little bit to be a better back there, maybe. But you put 300 yards rushing on David Steelers, that's what Super Bowl teams do.
Yeah, you spoke on my reasoning, and it's Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson, let's just say he's Iron Man, and Derrick Henry is Captain America. That's what they are for each other. But Derrick Henry would be my reason because it's just so difficult to tackle him. And when you get this late in the year, when you're dealing with injuries and you're dealing in the playing in the cold,
the weather.
It's tough to tackle a guy like that.
Yeah, because that's when you make a business decision. It's 20 degrees outside. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I believe between Lamar and Derrick Henry, the rushing attack, you can control TOP a little bit better. That's, Kenny, like David said, the Avengers.
Kenny, cash, how much money for you to stand there and let Derrick Henry run through you?
Life-changing money? Enough to cover all the medical bills and enough to change my life?
Now, let's say the medical bills are assumed.
Okay.
And I promise you won't die. It ain't going to be good. How much money? I'm talking you stand there.
We're
and
talking,
Derrick Henry is going to steamroll you.
15-yard head start.
15 yards?
30.
Jesus.
30-yard head start.
No, I say 50 because at 30, he may start to get tired. At 15, he's at peak speed.
22 miles an hour.
We're
and
talking,
you're dressed like Bobby Boucher.
We're talking tens of millions.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes. I want to be paid like a player if I'm going to act like a player.
I mean, if you're going to take care of my medical bills, I was going to say like six figures.
Absolutely not.
Kenny wants the gross domestic product of some lousy nation.
All right, go ahead. The next one, the Los Angeles Rams.
Stafford, a physical running game, elite playmakers, and a defense that no one can name the players, but they're plucky, as Cookies likes to say. They've done a great job landing their mid-round picks. This Colby Young, a Jared Verse, Fisk. They're well-rounded.
How did they pull off that kind of getting the two teammates of Verse and Fisk?
Fisk and, yeah.
Because the dirty secret is the people who probably taught Brad Holmes a little something know a little something. And on any given day, Matthew Stafford can still be the best QB in football. So if he had a hot Joe Flacco 2011 run, doable.
Okay. See, this is fun.
This is fun. But when you threw the Texans out there, I mean, that was a...
They're playing this weekend.
That was tough.
I'm going to simply say...
That was the appetizer.
I'm going to simply say just one player on the defense, and it's going to be Jared Verse. If Jared Verse plays the way he just played in that wild card game, the Rams can go anywhere. He was outstanding, disrupting the run and... rushing the quarterback.
I think I saw him in the Minnesota huddles. Like, wait, no. Let's run this play instead.
Jared Verse is not a bad answer, but I think the fact that Matthew Stafford can do that and has done that before, he has this experience, he's been to this dance before, I think that is incredibly valuable.
Okay. This is good.
All right. Let's go with the Buffalo Bills.
Similar to the Ravens in that you have the unicorn, Josh Allen, you have an all-pro caliber running back. The defense scares me. I still wonder in a big moment, can the Bills defense get a big stop? But that offense is capable, as Lion fans learned. They didn't put 40 on anybody. And let's face it, they're battle tested. I mean, they are one of the rare teams. Or Josh Allen, what is it? Josh Allen's like 4-0 against Mahomes in the regular season and 0-4 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But they know they can beat that team. There's something mentally, they know they could go to Arrowhead and do it.
Just make sure you leave less than 13 seconds on the clock.
Oh, that's right.
I still, that has to be the ultimate kick in the balls moment. Like, really? 13 seconds? Really?
My answer would be James Cook. Simple as that. I know Detroit Lions fans are in love with Jahmyr Gibbs, but you're missing out on what James Cook is doing this year if you're not seeing it. He is.
I think they saw it firsthand.
Well, fair. But yeah, it would be James Cook for me.
It's a combo platter for me of James Cook, and I'm a cowboy, yeehaw, Josh Allen doing cowboy things, and it actually paying off.
Okay. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Line of scrimmage. They have the offensive and defensive line to do it. They have a power running game that's pretty non-negotiable. They run for, 180, 185 yards a game. And they can control TOP, go hostile environment. Now, my problem with the Eagles, the loss of N'Kobe Dean. We've got to see how big of a loss that's going to be. I mean, he has become a star with them, and he's out for the year. My fear is their passing game. I need to see them get back to form here because they ain't coming here with being one-dimensional and beating the Lions. I don't see that. They have to get that passing game moving. But they have everything it takes.
So I'm going to base this off of who their opponent is this weekend on what I said about Jared Verse. I'm going to say the offensive line. Because Jalen Hurts, while he's struggling, he does hold the ball for a while. He's around the Sam Darnold area. And so what they did this past weekend against Sam Darnold, they have to have that offensive line to have that fort that in front of him so that he can be able to pass the ball. So the offensive line.
Yeah, I piggyback off of basically combining what Mike said and what David said. Controlling the time of possession is huge, and I think they can do that.
Okay. Last but not least, not saying that they will, people, but how do the Washington Commanders go all the way to win the Super Bowl?
Prayer.
Jesus.
I don't know what David's go-to prayer is, but probably that. On a loop, 24/7. Look, being frisky and winning a divisional round game, I could work my way to saying, hey, they pulled a miracle. A Super Bowl with a rookie? No. I'm just out. I would say alien abduction. I feel like...
Can I get a football term?
Any football reason that this happens? They go on that...
Jaden Daniels is simply the best player on the field by a wide margin, doing Mike Vick things or Kaepernick Young things. Okay. Prayer.
David, you leading the prayer?
I'm going to say Brian Robinson Jr., meaning they need someone else to step up outside of Jaden Daniels. Terry McLaurin will get his a little bit deep threat, but they need something else out there.
Prayer.
So it has to be Brian Robinson Jr. other than prayer.
Okay. A combination of prayer, injuries, and luck from the other teams. That's what I have.
That's what I said.
I don't have this happening whatsoever.
Take away the Lions' bias.
A rash of turnovers in your favor.
So, outside of the Buffalo Bills, last question, real quick, rapid fire. Outside of the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens, of the remaining three games, which game has the best possibility of an upset?
Rams-Eagles.
Yeah, Rams-Eagles for sure.
Yeah, 3 for 3.
All right. That's your playoff. How do they win the Super Bowl blitz?
Prayer.
97-1.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.